Good morning. It's time for thinking about healing, about spiritual healing. What thoughts have you had about spiritual healing? What thoughts have you had about what the University of Healing is? What thoughts have you had about what the monastery is, or what the grounds here of the University of Healing are? What thoughts have you had about that? Have you had these thoughts that these grounds and all of these conditions are just sort of a symbol, just sort of like a pretty Christmas tree that has no real meaning to it? Think about how a Christmas tree is. You decorate a Christmas tree, and you don't decorate a Christmas tree because of what it represents or what it is. You decorate a Christmas tree because of what you think you want to do with it. You want to put bulbs on it and lights on it and tinsel on it. You want to put all sorts of things on it. And what is it that you forget, usually? Do you put a star on top representing the star of Jesus or the star of Bethlehem? Do you have the Christmas tree represent what it's supposed to be, or does the Christmas tree represent what you want it to be? Are you going to put beautiful coloring on it? Are you going to put flocks on it, making it look sort of like a snow-covered tree or something like that? What's the purpose of it? Well, if the purpose of the Christmas tree is just to show off your creative imagination, that's okay. But if the purpose of the Christmas tree is to represent the Christ consciousness that 2,000 years ago was demonstrated by Jesus, that's another story. If it is to represent the imagination of that infinite Christ child who came forth and brought forth a message that was being beneficial to all of us, then that's another thing. What is the purpose of the Christmas tree that you put up? Is the purpose of the Christmas tree you put up just to show off how opulent you are or how creative you are? If that's the case, that doesn't make for a very nice Christmas tree. It makes for a pretty Christmas tree, but certainly not a symbolic Christmas tree. Why do we talk about symbolism at all? And why do we talk about the idea of anything? Well, let's just go back and forth between a few points here. What is your body? Your body is nothing but the symbol of your thought. And, oh, he looks just like his father. She looks just like her Aunt Tilda, you know. They look like somebody. And, of course, they don't really. That's just somebody's wishful thinking they're putting in there. But eventually they might end up looking like their father or their Aunt Tilly. Not because they are, but because this was the symbolism that was put into their birth, put into their thinking early in their years. Now, we have the symbolism here of the campus of the university, and we call the symbolism, everyone who walks on these grounds is instantly healed. We say according to their belief, but everyone who walks upon these grounds, and why do we say according to their belief? Think about that. It's because we don't have any guts. If we had any guts, we'd say, everyone who walks upon this grounds is instantly healed, period. And it is done, wonderfully and perfectly done. It has nothing to do with their belief or not their belief, because they have come into our world now. They have come into our belief world. What is our belief world? Do we believe this campus is a healing campus? If we do, it's a healing campus regardless of anything else. It's a healing campus because that's what it is. And if we don't really believe it, then we'll say we'll water it down according to their belief. We teach in our teaching that everything is done according to our belief. And that is that we are number one. We are the individuals in our world. I don't give one hoot and holler in hell about you guys. Each of you are doing your own thing. I'm teaching a principle. And the principle is that you're number one. You're the creator of your world. Whatever you create in your world, you have. And whatever you have is what you want to have. Now, if I tell you, I am creating you in my world, and I'm creating you here on campus, I'm creating you here at the university, I'm creating you here enjoying the teachings that we are sharing with you. And when I say that to you, then your individuality is no longer existent. Your individuality can only take place later. But right now, You are my creation. You are under my control. You are under my awareness. And you say, my God, he's going to manipulate me. No, no. I create you whole and perfect. I create you expressing the divinity that you are. I create you expressing the allness that you are. I create you being number one. I create you being all of these great things. Now, do you have any permission not to accept being created that way? No. You have come here, so you are created that way. Then you say to yourself, okay, that sounds interesting. I've been here a week now, and I'm still experiencing my cold. I've been here a week now, and I still got my game leg. I've been here a week now, and I still have these little problems. If I am expressing the divinity that you see in me, then why do I still have these problems? Interesting, isn't it? Why do I still have these problems? Well, you don't have those problems. You continually want to recreate those problems in your world, and you have to recreate them from the outside, from your own other awareness, and you think that you have not gotten rid of them. Well, you have gotten rid of them a number of times. You have gotten rid of your illness a number of times. You've gotten rid of your uptightness a number of times, your poverty, your whatever things. You've gotten rid of your relationships. You've gotten rid of them a dozen times, but you keep pulling them back into the picture. You keep bringing them back into the picture and thereby living by that. And then I keep working with you, seeing it whole and done, and it's gone, and you feel just wonderful for a few minutes, and then you start thinking about it again and bringing it back in the picture. Now, this is not a privilege you have either. I don't allow that. For me, you don't have those experiences. For me, you don't have the illness that you have. But for you, you do. Now, how can there be a me and a you if I am the only one and all of you are my creation? How can there be a me and a you? You understand? Okay. There isn't. There isn't. But you can go back and look over your old love letters and relive it if you wish. You can go into the kitchen and look into the refrigerator and say it's empty. I go into the refrigerator and I say it's full. And you say, how can you see it full and I see it empty? Because I am my creator. Now, I am creating you playing the game of not cooperating. I create you playing the game of doing anything you want to do. Do I do that? No. I can't. I can only create you exactly as I am. I can only create you whole and perfect exactly as I am. Now, are you whole and perfect?
Yes.
When you come in and talk to me in my office, we sit down, and in the beginning I give you the box of Kleenex, and you're whumping away, oh dear, dear me. And by the time you leave, you're thinking, wow, it's a great world, it's a great life. Now, what changed from the beginning when you came in to when you left? What took place? You merely saw through my eyes. And you were who I created you to be. Now, I'm not so unusual by this because the whole world does exactly what I'm telling you I'm doing. This is not something unusual at all. But why did this happen? A few minutes ago, you were unhappy, and now you're very happy. Now, you're looking at it differently. I used the illustration this morning, too, that if you have a hurt in your heart or your body, and things are just not going good at all, and then the telephone rings and someone says you earned, you know, a couple million dollars, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you know, what are you going to do with that $1 million? Oh man, I'm going to do this. But hey, you forgot you got a broken leg. You can't go out and go scuba diving. You can't go out and go sailing and swimming and stuff because, oh darn, you know, it'll heal fast, you know. Well, why not have it heal fast without getting a bunch of $1 million, you know? Why not have it be unimportant without having that money? It's just a matter of changing the focus of our ideas. It doesn't change the reality. The reality is that you're whole and perfect. The reality is that you're fantastic. But you have changed your focus for a little while that you're not, or that you are. It's all a decision on your own part. Now, when do you want to start playing the game that you see what I see? When do you want to start playing the game that you see all of the purity and perfection and the goodness that you are that I see? Now, I know the words I use and these phrases make it sound like I act or I think I'm superior to you guys, that I'm better than you or anything else like that. That's not the truth. You are exactly like I am, and I am exactly like you are. I see you whole and perfect, and you see me whole and perfect. Now, the problem comes only from the point of view that you think that you have to make it happen, whereas it's always been existing for you. You don't have to make anything happen. You just be aware of it and live as though it were so, and you'll find that it always was so. So, here we are at the university here. Here we are walking on these spiritual campus grounds where everybody who walks is instantly, you know, returned to the original purity and integrity. We don't want to say healed because there was nothing wrong. They just returned to the original purity and integrity. And they have returned to the original purity and integrity, and then what do they think? They think everything is beautiful. And then they start thinking thoughts back when they were ill, of their illness, and then the illness comes back and they said, oh, I thought I got rid of that. You can't get rid of it so long as you're going to think the thoughts about it and let that build up in your consciousness. When you're ready, truly ready, to be master of yourself and enjoy yourself and have fun, then everything unlike that nature goes away. Everything unlike that aspect of your being ceases to exist, and you're free from all those dilemmas. Now, this is easy, but hard. The easy thing is that it's just a matter of changing your thought. The hard thing is to change your thought, because your thought tends to want to remain in the direction it was going. I say to Ellen, Ellen, let's clean up the campus. And Ellen says, good idea. Where do we start? Oh, is there something to do? No, there's nothing to do. Clean up the campus, it's done. And then it's done. When you start thinking there's so much to do, or where do we start, right away you're seeing it not done. And when you see it not done, of course then it's not done. And then it means that you have to do it step by step. Now, we had an interesting experience here. We wanted to put in some culverts. But we didn't want to put in the culverts. And we wanted to put in the culverts so the water could run underneath the ground and we could have a road going over it. But there was some objection someplace to putting in the culverts, because we put in the culverts. We did them beautifully. We did them perfectly. And the roads were just glorious going to the culverts. And that, not more than 20 minutes later, even during the time almost, boom, the sky opened up and whoosh, away went the culverts. The culverts 20 feet long, steel, heavy, you know. And they shouldn't be shoved around by a little rainstorm. But it was a little flash flood, came down from the mountain, came down through the little valleys that it comes through, and whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And now, get this. The only culvert that it did not remove was the culvert on a special path. Because that culvert was surrounded by somebody's pure white light of love, and nothing happened to it. Remember? Nothing happened to it. Now, that's a pretty strong consciousness, wouldn't you say? A pretty clear consciousness, not thinking that anything could happen to that culvert. But it happened to the others. Now, why would it be that here on this beautiful campus, we arrived at the point of putting in the new culverts, had them put in perfectly, and in the process, not more than a day afterwards, less than a day even, whoosh, The flash flood went through and washed them out. Now, why would that happen? We haven't had flash floods around here for ages. You know, in the past month we had one or two, but the thing is, otherwise, not for a long time. And now here's so many in a short time. Now, why would that be? It's consciousness. Totally consciousness. What happened after the flood washed out the culverts? The rain hasn't been around since. It hasn't been invited. Somebody invited that rain to come and wash out our culverts. Really, just to do that? That's right. Someone really didn't want those culverts in there. And so therefore, they were washed out. Now, you say that's hard to believe. No. I tell you, and I think that stands as a good illustration, I tell you that when we speak our word here on campus, the vibrations are so strong and so pure and so beautiful that miracles happen very quickly. Now, if those of you who had been here at the time would have just spoken your word saying, I'm whole and perfect, I trust my original purity and integrity, I'm fantastic, you see, you would have had that too. Because the vibrations were in action so strong, that it moved these heavy culverts way down the creek bed. Amazing. You have, here on campus, a power so strong that no matter what it is you want to experience, it allows you to experience it. And of course, this is you. The puppy wanted to get up and chase the cat here. But of course, it's you, and so that's all that matters. You're the power. You're the concept. You're the one who is in charge. And today, let's use that as our starting point now, that the power is here in us. And we combine our thoughts, combine our thinking to make us more sturdy in this, more secure in this. We don't need to be, because our word is enough by itself. But we've seen it demonstrated. We've seen it illustrated. Now, let's make it ours. And let's put that to work for ourselves so we really can have a great time in walking this perfect path. Now, this is my thought for you. How to start working on your spiritual healing for yourself. Start using these principles now, as they work so well. Okay, now, were there any thoughts about what we've talked about so far this morning? Did anyone have any idea that they would like to express at this moment? Okay. If you do, let us know. I want us to do this now every morning after breakfast, to take a few minutes here and discuss spiritual healing as we can have it know it here on campus. So, have a lovely morning and know that I'm with you all the time, seeing you each whole and perfect.